There's been a worrying development at Chernobyl, the former nuclear power plant which was seized by Russian troops nearly 2 weeks ago. The Ukrainian authorities say it's lost its power supply after more fighting at the site, at the scene of the world's worst nuclear accident. That was back in 1986. That electricity is used to help cool spent nuclear fuel. The UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, says there's no critical threat to safety, but the Ukrainian government takes a different view. I've been talking to Oleksandr Harchenko, an advisor to Ukraine's energy minister.
We have a lot of fighting around Chernobyl, our military fights with Russians. But the result of this fighting is that line which connects Chernobyl's area with the electricity grid is broken. As a result, Chernobyl zone is depowering. They have no any connection to electricity grid of Ukraine right now. It means technically that they started their diesel generators like a backup for their powering. They have fuel for 2 days.
What happens then when the fuel runs out? What is the danger?
The main danger is that in Chernobyl we have two areas, two pool with 20,000 capsules with radioactive waste. This pool, it's a cooling system, and cooling system must pump water all the time, because when water will move out, it means that all that capsule, at minimum many of them, will reheat itself to be very hot, and then we have a huge risk of meltdown, and it means that we will have, in real life, it's one more Chernobyl. The same situation as 1986. Radioactive waste is meltdown, capsules destroyed. As a result, radioactive dust move into the atmosphere and around the Europe.
So just to be clear, these capsules are spent fuel. They need to be kept cool. And if they start heating up, radiation may leak. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's not just fuel. It's a material which was moved out in time of a reactor explosion in 1986. It's a different type of radioactive waste inside that capsules.
Okay.
But all of them has this option to heat itself, to move to high temperature and then to melt down.
So what do you need to happen? Do you need a ceasefire then so that engineers can repair the power line?
Yeah, we asked all our partners, of course, we asked Russians, and in all possible channels, we are asking now to give our repair team access to the line, because it's still fighting, and Russians, last time when we sent to Chernobyl our people to repair the line, they just say to us they will kill them all. Direct message. We try to explain that, guys, it's dangerous. It's dangerous for everyone, including you. But the answer was the same. Go out. We will kill you if you will be back.
Can I just ask you one final question? The staff at Chernobyl, are they still working? And how are they being treated by the Russians? Or are the Russians in complete control?
We're really sorry, but we have no any way to talk with our people in Chernobyl station. They are already 12 days on their working place. And we believe that they are, because we know from Zaporizhia station that people on Zaporizhia station was tortured and they really pressed by Russian. And same situation, I'm absolutely sure, in Chernobyl zone. And it's, I don't know how to explain, but it's an extremely risky situation.
Yeah.
6 weeks, it will be one more year after Chernobyl tragedy, but they not remember about that. They don't like to think about the result of their actions. 36 years ago.
And it could happen again, you think?
Yeah, it's really so. It will be same scale. It will be same scale when we're talking about radioactive materials in the atmosphere.
Oleksandr Harchenko, who's an advisor to Ukraine's energy minister. Don't forget, there's more on this story and all the other developments in Ukraine on our website. There's a live page up and running constantly throughout the day. Just go to bbc.com/news. But do stay with us. Lots more to come on this edition of NewsHour.